VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great. But now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. Dial us now toll-free at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. And I wanted to clarify something, because we were talking about Best Offer and that there's a beta being tested still, apparently, in some categories. And eBetsy writes, Griff, the Best Offer beta is being tested in art, computers, tablets, networking, and jewelry and watches. And correct, when a Best Offer is accepted, for example, in jewelry and watches, the buyer has to confirm the purchase. And until they do, the item remains available for sale and available for other offers. But immediate payment is not required. That's true. So I don't see how this is helping with the unpaid item issue. Because the item isn't unpaid because it's not sold.
Exactly.
So the item is still available for sales. She says, I have far more unconfirmed best offers than I've ever had UPIs. I wouldn't even worry about it. I don't care about an item until it's sold. So if somebody's making best offers and I'm accepting them and they're walking away, no skin off my teeth. Item's still up for sale. Someone else can buy it. I think a lot of this is because actually making immediate payment for best offers available, there are some policy issues which have prevented that from being an option in the past.
Griff, I wanted to bring up something because there's only 2 days left on this particular item.
Mm.
Now through November 9th, you can bid on a once-in-a-lifetime experience with one of TV's favorite actresses while raising money to fight cancer.
Who?
Auction Cause wants you and a guest to join uterine cancer survivor Fran Drescher. I love her.
I love her.
It's for dinner in Los Angeles with her.
Yeah.
And not only that, it's very exciting, really. Your gourmet dinner will also be televised. And this auction is part of a very special evening on Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay. Do you know
brother.
That show?
It's, do I.
What a show.
Oh, yeah.
And the night on Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay is going to be called Charity Nights. 100% of the proceeds will benefit Cancer Schmancer. That's her. That's her organization.
Cancer Schmancer
through Giving Works.
Yeah.
As of early this morning, this is the reason I'm bringing it up. There were three bids at $610.
Really?
To get in on the auction, I have the item number. You can go to. I'll tell you easy way. Go to meetfrandrescher.com. meetfrandrescher.com. And I also have the item number if you'd like to give it a quick look. It's 1-812-5533-9879. That's 1-812-5533-9879. meetfrandrescher.com. God, what a character that was. You know, I saw the first show. I remember this many years ago. Saw the first show, and I thought, this is never going to last, because even though I find her hysterical, many people probably would not. Well, of course, it became this.
She's funny.
Big hit.
Roar! Hold on. It gets worse. Roar.
What are you doing, Griff?
Roar the next.
What are you playing with?
Chef, get out.
I know that's you.
Get out! It's raw on the inside. That is raw. Touch. Yes, it's raw.
Yes,
versus.
That's Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, okay. Just so funny.
You have to bleep out a lot of stuff.
Oh, yes.
It's raw. Look at this. It's raw.
In the meantime, I want you to know that if you can't for some reason call into the show, there is a way you can get us a question or comment or dish listing item number. Simply click on Contact Us tab on the eBay Radio Player, fill out the form, and click Submit.
Yeah.
And we can't promise you that we'll get to each and every one of them, but most days we pretty much do. So click on Contact Us tab on the eBay Radio Player. Give us your question or comment or listing dish item number and click Submit. And that's all you have to do. And Griff, someone did that, just that. And the name is Ishi from Culver City, California. Known on eBay as Ishi's Retro, I-S-H-I-E-S-R-E-T-R-O, which sounds fascinating to me. And he says, hi, Griff. Yesterday you started recommending a photo editing program during the webinar.
Yeah, we got cut off.
I was eagerly awaiting when suddenly you got disconnected. Would you please give this information today? Thank you so much, Ishi.
Be happy to. So if you don't have a Chrome browser, you should download. You don't have to download the Chrome browser. And it comes for all platforms. This is Chrome browser for the desktop. It doesn't work for mobile devices. In Chrome, there's something called the Chrome App Store. And you can see it in the Chrome browser up in the left-hand corner of the toolbar. And if you click that, it'll take you to the App Store or show apps that you've already purchased. Or not purchased, but have downloaded. There is an app for Chrome called Pixlr Editor. It's spelled P-I-X-L-R. Editor, P-I-X-L-R, editor. And this free application is a photo editing software that works inside of Chrome that is nearly as robust as Photoshop, and it's free. And I use it all the time. So that is my recommendation.
So what is the name of it again?
Pixlr Editor, spelled P-I-X-L-R, editor.
Okay.
It will only work inside Chrome, though.
Okay. Do you use Chrome all the time?
Pretty much.
That's about all I'm using. Of course, on the iPad, I use Safari.
Right.
But I'm using Chrome now on my PC, and I haven't had any problems with it at all. And I was having a lot of problems with IE. So I'm happy that I found that. Let me see who else is contacting us here. I have to look through all these contact things. Hold on just a second. Again, you can get to us through the Contact Us button.
Contact us.
The button. And I hope you're enjoying the Droid app that we now have to listen to the show. People who are using it are crazy about it, and we're going to have the iPhone one any minute. There will also be one for iPhone. So
any minute.
Yeah. All right, we have a listing dish request.
Do we?
From Thomas in New Jersey.
Okay.
And known on eBay as Life Dash Is Good. Life Dash Is Good, and the Is Good, all one word. And here's the item number, Griff. It's 3212-4362-9478. That's 3212-4362-9478.
Okay, let's see what we got. It's a 1927 antique vintage Noma Christmas tree string lights Mazda lamps bulb orange box. Well, there's a lot of keywords there. Oh, it's the original box, too. Oh, look, they're old-style Christmas lights. Isn't that sweet? Oh, that's nice. Nice title. I can't think of anything else I'd put in there. I think you've hit it all. Nice photos, by the way. Ooh, look at this. I can read. I can actually zoom in on the back of the box and read it. Different angles. I can see that there's the corner of the box has maybe a little, you know, wear and tear. Very good photo. Piece has fallen off the side. He shows it that way. So that's exactly the kind of way you're supposed to be doing this. Doesn't look like, I guess in the old days, they only had a few lights per string. It definitely looks old.
I think I can remember they used to have like 8 lights.
Yeah. That is so cool. Like your photos very much. Yeah, I can see the item pretty well. Good title. Let's scroll down. More photos. Wonderful old box Christmas lights. Copyright 1927. Noma multiple lighting outfit with Mazda lights, lamps for indoor and outdoor use. You want to put a space between and outdoor. And why are you capitalizing and? Made in the USA. The cord has been wrapped in what looks like cloth or electric tape. Box has some split corners, blah, blah, blah. Box measures. I have not checked whether or not the light set works, as I'm uncomfortable plugging them in due to their age. Ah, go plug them in. What's the worst
what
that
the
can
heck?
Happen?
Please.
Yeah, go plug them
Wouldn't
in.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to say, it works?
Hey, you know what, though? Instead of you plugging them in, find somebody you don't care for that much and have them plug it in. And you can kill two birds, literally, with one stone. Get a picture before the person that plugs them in passes out completely. And you can show what they're like lit. These things are going to be fine. It does look, let me look at this photo again, because he said they're wrapped. Yeah, the cord does look like it's been wrapped in some sort of electrical tape. I'm sure that it's all corroded and frayed and falling apart, which is even more fun. Plug them in. I'd plug those babies in. I want to see some fireworks. Anyway, you got a bid, so that's good. You get current bid $14.99, shipping $9.88. That's all right. Looks okay. Not a bad listing. Not bad at all. I got to tell you, I know exactly what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Probably something that's going to kill me, but I know.
I do wish he had plugged him in and tried it.
Well, look, seeing as they're wrapped in that black tape.
So what do you want to give him?
I'm going to give him a 4.9.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, good job.
Congratulations. 4.9 terrines for your listing.
Very good. This segment was brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers plug in for profitable inventory. Coming up next, your last chance this week to call 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. Next, here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Cross-selling entices buyers into purchasing more of what you're selling. Unlike other cross-selling tools, Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you choose the exact items to promote. Selling silver earrings? Put jewelry boxes in your Smart Gallery. Selling shoes? Display matching handbags. Smart Gallery is a free eBay app. Feature related products or advertise your most profitable ones. Get started now with Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFest say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFest.com. For more information.
Sharpen your edge, improve your skills, and find that extra inside tip or new technique. Go to ebayradio.com and click on the big archive button. Once you're on the archives page, click on the seller resource tab. There you'll find a directory of local seller groups, a curated list of must-read books to help grow your eBay business, as well as great entrepreneurial tips. Again, go to ebayradio.com, click on the big blue archive button, and then the seller resource tab at ebayradio.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 223.
Great pictures are vital to your success on eBay. Tara Daly, professional seller marketer for eBay, says buyers are making a lot of decisions based on your photos.
It's a visual world. Buyers are looking to see lots of photographs of what they're going to buy. They want to have a good idea of what it is, you know, the details. And so it's important that all of the listings have lots of quality photographs with lots of detail on there.
How essential to a listing is a good photograph?
It's very essential. We know that good photographs increase sales. And a listing that has a lot of photographs, it has a competitive advantage over one that doesn't. So it's something that buyers are looking for, and it's something that we want to deliver on the eBay marketplace.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where you get rockstar parking, the paparazzi won't bother you, and you can use a silly fake name. Give us a call with your questions or comments. Now, here's Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Don't wait for Godot to call 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. And a shout-out to E-Betsy for the Samuel Beckett reference. He's never coming, so move along.
Forget it already.
Right.
eBayers across the pond have been granted an extra week's grace before new picture standards will be enforced on eBay UK. Yet they got an extra week's grace. The new photo requirements match those already enforced at eBay.com, including a minimum size of 500 pixels on the longest side and no text or manually created borders. The grace period ends and the new standards will be enforced starting November 8th. Okay, well,
wow.
They can, you know, live with it.
Yeah.
We are. We're living with it, and it's working out fine. Hey, if you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, please apply to come be our guest on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then click on the tab that says Be a Guest, and fill out the application web form, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. We have gotten a few of those in, Griff.
Yes, we have.
So I think we're going to be having a special guest on next week who sent us something.
Ooh.
That's very interesting.
Ooh.
I'm not going to talk about it, but
okay.
It's just something interesting. That's what we're looking for, something different, you know?
Yeah, we don't want our show to get stale.
God forbid. So the launch of the latest video game console products is just around the corner.
I know, Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You can follow eBay's guidelines to help meet buyer demand and deliver excellent customer service. So here's how it works. Sellers in full compliance with eBay's pre-sale policy.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, Griff?
Oh, it's a bunch of steps you have to take in order to pre-sell an item that isn't quite on the market yet.
Okay, so if you're in full compliance with eBay's pre-sale policy, you'll be allowed to list the latest video game console products on eBay 30 days prior to that launch date. Now, authorized resellers may list up to 25 items per week. eBay top-rated sellers may list up to 4 items per week. And sellers meeting eBay's minimum performance standards may list 1 item per month. And once these new video game console products are made available to the public, most sellers will be allowed to list them with some limitations. Authorized resellers may list an unlimited number of items per week. eBay top-rated sellers may list up to 8 per week. Sellers meeting eBay's minimum performance standards may list 4 per week. And sellers who have confirmed their personal information may list 1 item per week. Only sellers registered in the United States or Canada on eBay.com, eBay Motors, or eBay Canada will be allowed to participate in this event.
Absolutely.
So I was reading over the eBay Main Street news.
What's in there now?
Well, you know, Congress is considering an internet sales tax bill.
Oh, boy.
It's called the Marketplace Fairness Act.
Yeah.
It's anything but fair for small online businesses.
Yeah.
If it's allowed to become law, it would require online sellers, just like you, Griff, to collect sales taxes nationwide from the more than 9,600 tax jurisdictions. Because remember, it's not just state by state.
Well,
in some places, it's not even county by county.
What do you mean, just like me? Isn't there a cap of like $1 million? Because I don't do that many sales.
You could also face the prospect of being audited by tax collectors from other states.
Like 9,000 audits.
On behalf of the seller community, eBay is pushing Congress to include some protections for small businesses. But the bill's supporters and their Washington big shot lobbyists still want to get the Marketplace Fairness Act through Congress. What they're doing is their old crappy thing that they do. They want to attach it to important pieces of legislation that Congress must pass, such as the government funding and debt ceiling bills, Griff. I mean, this is pathetic. Congress must fix the Senate bill by significantly increasing the small business exemption. So if you want to help eBay protect small businesses and entrepreneurs from new tax burdens, please get involved. Go to ebaymainstreet.com. Just click on the internet sales tax banner at the top of the page. Fill out a form that will automatically send email to your congressional representatives. You don't even have to know their names. Just let your voice be heard at ebaymainstreet.com. I've done it. Have you done it, Griff?
I have done it, yes. And yes, I have done it because some of our representatives here in California are misguided on that particular issue. Yeah, because it's not, don't they have other things better to do?
Like really?
Immigration reform and tax reform. Why are they picking on us? We're just little guys. They don't love us.
The lobbyists are lobbying on behalf of people who don't want us to be there.
Yeah.
They don't want us to sell online.
No, they don't.
That's
they want
what's
us
going
to go
on.
Away.
We That's
are
right.
going away.
It's too late. The genie's out of the bottle.
We're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
Exactly.
I tell
ya. You got it. There's something else going on, too, which we'll talk about on Tuesday.
Oh, I can't wait.
Concerning the International Trade Commission and some testimony encouraging lawmakers to reduce trade barriers. So we'll talk about that on Tuesday.
Can't wait. Well, Lee, we'll see you on Tuesday.
You will.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. And we will be live next Tuesday, November 12th from 11 to 2 p.m. So call us then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global food for thought.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Want to increase profits at your eBay store? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Genco Marketplace is America's largest wholesale liquidator, offering thousands of retail liquidation lots at a fraction of wholesale, including the brand name merchandise your customers want. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome, but you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial, and here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool, and it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.